you like decaf, then East Coast Breakfast isn't for you. This is East Coast Radio.
Listen, if you've ever taken a stroll or a jog, or you found yourself on Wutlanga Promenade, you might have spotted a little, tiny little statue of Humphrey the dog. Humphrey was a real dog. Sadly, Humphrey is now late. Humphrey passed away 2 weeks ago. But joining us today is Alwyn Immerman, the owner of Humphrey and everything surrounding Humphrey. Good morning.
Good morning, huh? But not the owner, the dad.
The dad. Yay. Oh, that's how you say it, right? So for those who don't know the story, how did you and Humphrey cross paths?
Okay, I was very, very lucky because I was ready for another dog and I went to the SPCA and there was Humphrey, but he'd been hit by a car. Shame. He was lying in the back of his cage, making no effort to be adopted. All the other dogs were jumping against the cages and licking your hands and everything. But had one look into his soulful eyes, and I decided, no, this is the boyki for me. And, so the story developed from there was he was very, very submissive for the first 2 months. He just lay under the table at home and I used to sit with him. I gradually got him out of this, but he was always nervous and that.
Yeah.
And the one day I'm driving to work, I work at Umhlanga Medisport Pharmacy in the village.
Yeah.
And I hear it's Mandela Day tomorrow, and please can somebody do 67 minutes for the less fortunate. So I approached the owner, Mr. David Fraser. He agreed to it, brought Humphrey into work, hoping that we'd put some money together from the customers to buy a dozen tins of dog food for SPCA to say thank you. Anyway, that's where the story started. 10 years later, we reached R1 million.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And there was, you know, I used to walk the promenade every morning at sunrise with friends of mine, and you could just see everybody that approached Humphrey in the opposite direction. Straight away, they'd start smiling.
Yeah.
He was that kind of dog. He just brought out the best in people.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about that, right? So you've mentioned the promenade. Now you reached R1 million. At which point did Humphrey then become this global icon of getting a statue on the promenade?
Well, you know, we got to R1 million. It was obviously over a long period of time. I'll give you one example. A guy walks in that I didn't know from a bar of soap, and he says to me, I read the story in the paper about Humphrey. It's a very nice story. I'd like to make a donation. So I said, yeah, the bottle's there in the front of the shop. We had a big see-through bottle so that people could see that there was folding money in the bottle, not coins, eh? We were going big time. So I carried on working, and I see he's popped up again in front of the dispensary, and he says to me, I said, can't you find the bottle? I'll show you. So he says, no, you don't understand. That bottle's not big enough.
Oh, wow.
So he says, write your banking details down. So I said, you don't want the SPCA? He says, no, I want yours. I want it to come from Humphrey, because Humphrey was at the shop at the time. Yeah. Anyway, I get home, the guy's put in R10,000.
Sure.
So I said, I phoned him. I said, have you made an error with the zero? So he says, no. So I phoned the SPCA because at that stage I was buying dog food once a month, a consignment of dog food, and then they got their truck that comes to Umhlanga on Wednesdays and they collected it. So I phoned them. I said, I've got a nice donation. Do you want dog food? So the woman says, you won't believe it. This week we ran out of blankets. They make a very thick weave blankets because when the dogs come in, they're so traumatized, they can rip the blanket, a normal blanket, to pieces.
Yeah.
So anyway, Humphrey bought R10,000 worth of blankets, and he supplied blankets. It was the beginning of winter, funny enough, and Humphrey provided blankets for about 50 cages for dogs across KwaZulu-Natal.
What a hero.
Alwyn, I want to know, you know, you started something very small. You said there was one Mandela Day. You decided you wanted to do something small, and it landed up being Humphrey, the icon that's now on the promenade and raising a lot of money. What would you say to people that think that they can't make a small difference that can maybe turn into something big. What would you like to say to that?
Yes, it's just absolutely amazing. And you've got to realize there's a lot of good people out there. So if you come up with a worthwhile cause and you pitch it correctly, their goodness comes out. I'll give you one example. A friend of mine from school days, he gives me a call. He says, I want to have lunch with you, but let's have it at the SPCA. They've got a little restaurant at the Springfield Park. So we're sitting down, a group of us, for lunch, and I'll tell you his name, Mr. David Loins. And he says, go and call your friends from fundraiser. So I called the three girls that came to our table. Yeah. He takes out his phone, put in your banking details. Puts in 100,000 rand.
Sure.
So, also, again, have you made a mistake with the noughts? He says, no. He says, and I'm going to try and make it an annual thing. Wow, so we'll see what happens. But, I mean, that's the story. There was one little girl, 7 years old, Sophie, and her mom brought her into the shop, and she met Humphrey, and the two of them vibed like you can't believe. So Sophie, at 7 years old, wanted to do a garage sale. So mom finds some old groceries and old pots and pans and puts them on a trestle table outside their house. And she's watching from the house, and Sophie's running back into the house and back out to the thing. Anyway, they come down and they pack up and that. And the mother goes into the kitchen. Sophie's taken all their pots and pans and sold them for 20, 30 rand. All the groceries were taken out of the cupboard.
That's amazing.
Listen, and she brought 700 rand to give to them.
If anyone, you must have hundreds of these stories. Then people can pop on down to Umtlanga there to the chemist there to catch up on your stories. We just wanted to say to you, you're a hero. Humphrey's a hero. We're going to miss him, but obviously you're going to continue with the fundraising for SBCA. We want to thank you for taking time.
Can I just say one thing? Yes. We're going to have a final farewell ceremony on the promenade on Saturday the 23rd at 2:30. Schlanga Tourism will be there. This new lady that's taken over, Jeannie, she's an absolute whiz kid. And SBCA will be there. It's going to be Duncan from Bellazar Restaurant is going to sponsor the lunch or the snacks and that. And we hope to keep it going from there.
We'll see you there. Please give us a fly and we can post that as
Definitely.
Well.